it will be legal for same-sex couples to apply for a marriage license in Taos County. And here with us, first we go to Judge McElroy, who heard the case today and made a decision. We'll have him give you just a brief overview of what happened.
Yeah, the petitioners filed writ of mandamus this afternoon. They asked the court to hear it immediately, to issue an alternate writ, which would be to the county clerk, directing her to start issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, or to come to the court at 9 o'clock on Thursday, and that would be in front of Judge Backus, to explain why she should not do so. She was present in the courtroom and indicated that she would be likely to begin issuing licenses, but I didn't hear any time frame. But the court will consider the writ and make a determination should they come back to court to make the argument.
All right, we go now to former Judge Nelson, acting as the attorney in this case for the two gentlemen standing right here, too. And this is Peggy Nelson. Peggy, what happened today?
Well, it should probably start with yesterday morning when Reg Stark and Dale Schutte went to the clerk's office and were denied a marriage license. They contacted me, and I actually came out of retirement to file a, a verified petition for a writ of mandamus, which assigned in the alternative forum with the opportunity for a hearing. But this is history in the making, and Taos County is a part of it. It's happening all over the state, and it's wonderful.
What does it mean for the people who have already been married, for instance, myself, in another state? What happens now?
Well, New Mexico recognizes valid marriages from other states if there's no public policy reason not to recognize them in New Mexico. So once the Supreme Court makes a decision on this issue, which they will, I'm convinced that they will, and I think they will rule that same-sex marriage is constitutional and fully legal in New Mexico, your marriage from California will be acknowledged in New Mexico as any other marriage where else in the country or the world would be.
Okay, also, thank you. Just a quick response from Reg, also over here, and both.
We are just beyond excited. It is such an amazing experience for us at this point in time, and we're thrilled to be this part of Taos history, our home, and we want to be married here. We want to spend our life here, and so it looks like everything is falling in place for us.
Will you be heading down here tomorrow, Dale?
We sure will. They will be right here at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
All right. You heard it first here. It is going to be legal in Taos County. Add us to the list. We'll be following this story closely, but as for now, if you are a same-sex couple who's been wanting to get married, those applications are ready because it has now been signed. From your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp, and you're up to date.
This is a unique situation because New Mexico didn't have a law in place either for or against, so it's going up through the courts and the clerks, really. It's coming down to that. So, yeah, I mean, being part of history today is exciting. You know, Dale and Reg came right to the show after they did the correct process, which was to go in,
yes,
apply, and get denied. And then to they said, do you know who we should call? I said, I have a feeling I do. And a big thank you to Judge Nelson, who came out of retirement to take this case.
She's amazing.
So tell us a little. So you're heading down there.
Yes.
And we are going to be talking to you when you get there. We expect, I know some other couples that are going to be taking advantage of this.
This is something. This is really something. And last night, none of us could sleep. We were all arranging bubbles and flowers and all kinds of things because it becomes such a big deal in such a short amount of time that we were all contacting each other till about 1 a.m. because no one could sleep.
14th state. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Nancy. It's Eileen Wired.
Hi, Eileen.
I am just so thrilled. I am absolutely thrilled. And, you know, as just somebody in this community, I just am so excited. My good friend Barb Shepherd and her partner Jean-Vie are heading down there. We're going to be witnesses to their wedding. I am so excited for them. And just to hear it in their voices, like Barb kept calling me all afternoon as one development went into the other. And, you know, you don't realize, I'm just realizing that it's such a burden to have to carry. You know, I can't be like everybody else. I love this person, but I'll never get married. Just that whole thing that you have to kind of swallow and live with year after year. And now it's gone, and it's like getting rid of an old skin or something. I don't know, but excitement and energy and joy, and I'm just thrilled to be part of it.
Hey, great.
Good morning, Nancy.
Reverend Steve Wired, thank you for joining in, and quite a day. It's happened so fast.
Oh, it is indeed, Nancy. The momentum is moving in New Mexico. The rocks are rolling, and I just second everything Eileen said, and I'm so happy for so many friends and couples. And the thing we have to do is keep on trying to nudge the faith communities. The church seems to lag behind often, and so we try to keep moving. And somewhere, Nancy, the spirit of Oscar Wilde's got to be just kicking and rolling and laughing today.
Thank you so much, Reverend Steve Wired from El Pueblito Methodist Church. And it's an amazing day. And if you're wondering what in the heck is going on, well, it finally happened. It finally happened, and that is the legality of same-sex marriage licenses being handed out this very morning, starting at 8 o'clock at the clerk's office. And good morning. You're on the air with us here at 1340 KVOT.
Good morning, Nancy. It's Janie Corin.
Janie, good morning.
I'm driving. I'm coming down there at the courthouse. But, I just got to say that a couple of years ago, my daughter, Rachel, said, I'm not getting married until you can get married.
Oh, that's your daughter, of course.
Yeah. So, Rachel, go ahead.
It's just like, I feel that I use the analogy that it feels like the walls are tumbling down.
They are. It's like when the Berlin Wall came down, you know, everything changed. Really fast.
21 minutes away from the legality of same-sex marriages here in Taos. Thanks for making that call this morning, Janie.
Thank you, Nancy.
We'll see you down there. And it looks like soon all marriages will be covered, but we are in a unique position with New Mexico on track to become the 14th state in the nation to allow same-sex marriage. For certain, our county made that move yesterday. 758-5868 is our number. If you are on the way wanting to talk to us, we'd love to hear from you. 758-5868, and we'll get you on this historic day at our clerk's office. That is, by the way, at the new county. I keep calling it new. It feels new. Across from Super Save at the county court complex, there will be, I'm sure, quite a gathering today. I'm pretty excited about it. We'll keep you up to date here and be running back and forth with some other things as we get. I'm going to try to get former judge. Well, she'd always be a judge, Nelson, on the phone, and the attorney yesterday who was there to file this writ for Reg and Dale, Reg Stark and Dale Shoot, who did exactly the process that needed to be done. Because New Mexico uniquely did not have a law either for or against gay marriage, put us in a great position to see this happen. So we'll be back right after this with more on 1340 KVOT Taos, history in the making. It's official. Yes, let's hear it for the legal marriage for same-sex couples in Taos County. It is history in the making, and the clerk is issuing certificates for same-sex marriages. And Heather, what's going on down there?
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. It's the clerk's office is full right now of people getting licenses and allies supporting us. I mean, it's incredible. I've been crying since I got here. It's very exciting. And Reg and Dale, the very first couple to apply, they're working on their license right now. And Judge Jeff McElroy is here, and he's going to marry them as soon as the license is ready. So that'll be our very first marriage today. They're signing right now.
Oh, that's great. Well, we'll keep online just for a moment, get on over there and get their reaction as we just heard the cheers for the very first legal same-sex marriage license in Taos County. And this is history, folks, in the making. Mark the time. It is 12 past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, the 28th of August. And we have just seen history in the making as these are being filed. If you have been a couple that has been waiting, I'm telling you, the clerk is ready for you. You've got to have cash, though, $25 today. So when you come down, I don't want you to be disappointed. And your legal ID. And I don't know if they're ready to say something, but did they just sign?
You know, they're signing and they're getting further instructions from the county clerk right now. So,
yep.
And Michael and Brad have just arrived. They're also getting a marriage license today. So
great.
we have a full house. It's so exciting. It's so
a
great.
Full house of people that are lining up, and it will be interesting to see who all shows up today. And by the way, this is not just today. If you have to work, and I hear cheers coming.
okay, they've just been handed their marriage license. So sweet, so exciting.
All right.
So I will get reaction from them as soon as the crowd around them makes a
all
little
right.
bit. Right, I have Nancy on the phone. Will you give her just your reaction, your first reaction? I've told her that you've just gotten your marriage license, so tell her how you're feeling.
Oh, my God, I don't even know how I'm doing. I'm just so excited and so... It's a whirlwind, and all these people are here getting married, and love is flowing through the room. It's just an amazing day. Amazing day.
Thank you so much for sharing this with us. Thank you. So now they will get married. Judge Jeff McElroy is going to marry them. So
now, do we have Dale anywhere near the crowd? That was Reg.
That was Reg. Yes, I have Dale right here.
Congratulations, my man. Go ahead. How's it going? How are you feeling over there?
Oh, I feel just wonderful. I feel part of a movement that's really just not happened this week. I mean, let's go back to Stonewall of 69 when it all happened. And how timely that this is the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King on the plaza in Washington, and we're standing on the plaza getting married today. So we are so excited to be part of this.
Well, thank you for taking time. I know I'm getting a little choked up, too. It's an absolutely fabulous day, and congratulations to you and all the couples. And I remind everyone they can get down there as well and be part of history in the making. So proud of Taos County today becoming another county to join in what could be, and fingers crossed, as this we heard earlier from Judge Nelson, will go now to the Supreme Court. And should they rule this constitutional, all same-sex marriages, whether they were performed here in our state or elsewhere, will become legal. But again, it's a process. But for today, you can head to the clerk's office, and from now on, it seems to be standing. We have become...
We're the sixth county.
Sixth county and possibly the 14th state in the nation who will allow same-sex marriage. But for sure, the Supreme Court, become the 14th state in the nation to allow same-sex marriages. At this point, it's going county by county, but today we understand from the judge or from Peggy Nelson that the Supreme Court will be handed this case to decide on, and most people feel that they will find it constitutional. Hate to second guess them, but that's coming from the legal, the folks that know this Supreme Court. It would be difficult at this point probably to say no. And we'll be definitely keeping you up to date with more on this to come. 1340 KVOT Breakfast with Nancy. I'm Nancy Stapp. It's been a pleasure to be with you on what was supposed to be a day off, but who could miss this? But we'll be back with you tomorrow on 1340 KVOT, the voice of Taos, your community radio station.